As our Lord says in the Gospel today, no man can serve two masters. There are two masters that are trying to get possession of us. One is God, who is always urging us by His grace to give ourselves completely to His service. And the other is the world that is constantly alluring us by our passions and trying to get us to turn away from God. We can't serve both of them at the same time because they each tell us to do opposite things. God requires us to love Him with our whole hearts. After all, He is our Creator and He even keeps us in being. And not only that, He is our last end. We are made to be with Him forever in heaven. And God is the supreme ruler of the universe. He owns us completely. And God wants us to keep His commandments and to do His will. So if we want to be united with God and to share His happiness, that is how we have to serve Him. And God is infinitely desirable and infinitely good. So not only should we love God for His own sake because of His goodness, but also because He is able to make us happy, perfectly and completely happy forever. And He wants to do this for us. So both of these reasons are reasons why we should serve God. So our Lord points out to us one major obstacle that stands in the way of our serving Him and receiving this wonderful reward, and that is the draw of the world. We can't serve both God and the world. And our Lord uses the word mammon, meaning the world. And mammon is a Hebrew word that mainly refers to money and material possessions and whatever can be bought with money, the things of this world. Money can buy almost everything there is in this world. We even talk about people selling their souls for money, doing things that are completely amoral in order to get more money. Now, we can't love God unless we know Him, and not just know Him on a basic level, but we have to have a deep knowledge of Him in order for our hearts to be drawn to Him. The knowledge of God has to fill our minds and our hearts all the way to the brim until our lives revolve around God. That is the kind of service God wants from us. If we serve God as our master, that is how we have to do it. And this is where the interference with the world comes in. If we make it the purpose of our lives to acquire the things of this world, then we can't also spend that time thinking about God and loving Him. Whatever love that we give to the things of this world is taken away from God. And if our mind is full of worldly cares all the time, then we can't have a real spiritual life. We have all probably experienced this in our own spiritual life, that the more worldly we become, the more preoccupied with this world, the harder it becomes to pray to God or even to think about Him at all. This is why our Lord tells us in the Gospel today not to be too concerned about our position in this world. And He explains this conflict by saying, "Be not solicitous for your life, what you shall eat, nor for your body, what you shall put on." And many people hear this and they misunderstand it. And they say, "Well, this is absurd. Of course, we have to provide for ourselves. We have to pay our bills, we have to put food on the table, we have to provide for our future, we have to feed our families and put something away for our old age or a rainy day. Why would our Lord not want us to do these things?" The answer is that our Lord is not telling us not to do these things. He is not telling us to live like the grasshopper in the fable with just no responsibility at all. What He means, rather, is he is warning us not to have a useless and excessive anxiety about the things of this world, and also not to be worrying about things that might possibly happen to us in the future. Once we have taken reasonable means to take care of our duties in this world and fulfill our responsibilities, we have to leave the rest in the hands of God. And then we have to devote our time after that to what truly matters, which is, as I said, the service of God, beginning with prayer and adoration of God, and the acts of charity. When you think about it, none of us knows what the future holds for us. It's like there is a dark veil hanging in front of us that completely blocks the future from our sight. Only God can see our future. And he appointed a time for us to come into the world, and he also appointed a time for us to leave it through death. And we don't know what physical or mental suffering will happen to us in the meantime. All we know is what our faith teaches us, that we are in the hands of a good and loving Father. And if we trust him, he will make everything turn out for good for us, primarily for our spiritual good, but as our Lord says in the Gospel, also for our material well-being. And every time we find ourselves worrying about our future, we should instead stop and commend ourselves to the protection of God. Certainly, if we have a good reason to be worried, if there is something that requires our immediate attention that we are able to fix or to take care of, then we have to do that. But if we are doing everything within our reasonable ability, then we should be content with that and not be solicitous beyond that. In fact, if we are constantly solicitous about the things of this world, that could indicate that we have an excessive attachment to this world, which is precisely what our Lord is warning us against. It could be a sign that we have the sin of covetousness, that we want more of the things of this world than we really need. There are a lot of people that are just constantly trying to acquire more and more goods because they have an excessive love of this world. And this is contrary to the spirit of the gospel. St. Paul said, "If you have food and clothing, be content with that. For what is more than this is of evil." If we have the basic necessities of life, we should devote the remainder of our time to our spiritual life and the things of God. And in another part of the gospel, our Lord made the same point in different words. He said that it is very difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And when by rich man, he meant someone who is covetous, who loves this world excessively, because certainly there have been saints that were very rich men. Yesterday we had the feast of St. Louis IX, the King of France, obviously an incredibly rich man. But he was a saint because he was indifferent to his worldly possessions. He devoted his life to the sanctification of himself and his kingdom, and the great wealth that he had, he used it for the kingdom of God. He used it to have a crusade against the Muslims in the Holy Land, and he used it also to build beautiful cathedrals to God and to help the poor. Another reason people are solicitous of this world is because of a fear that they won't have what they need to survive, or that they will suffer poverty. Well, what good does it do to worry about this after we have done everything in our power to secure our place in this world? That is when God's providence comes into play. Whatever happens after that is up to God. It's outside our control. It's like our Lord says, which of you by worrying about it can make yourself another foot taller? The point is nobody. That's something outside our control. So his point is don't worry about something outside your control. And certainly if we suffer hardship in this life, if we submit to it as coming from the hand of God, then we will earn great merit for heaven if we offer it up. But most of all, let us always remember that what really matters is not this world. Everything of this world will pass away, including all of the things of this world that we want to possess. It is the next life that will last forever. If we are rich in the things of this world, but poor in merit, or even completely destitute of merit if we are in the state of mortal sin, then that is the worst form of poverty, and no amount of riches of this world will help us when we are burning in hell forever. And it works the other way too. This life is very short, and eternity is very long, it's without any end. So even if we don't get what we want in this world, if we offer that up to God with patience and love, and we serve God as our master, and we don't serve this world as our master, then in a short time all of that suffering will be over, and we will rejoice with God forever in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.